When strange things begin happening in a house that you can't explain, you gotta kind of wonder, did something happen here? Was there an event that brought some of these things on? Because I know I didn't bring them. Sometimes you do some research, you find things that shock you, things that you'd never, ever, ever would have thought could have taken place in the place that you call home. And sometimes you do that research and you find next to nothing, but you know there is something very dark lingering there. And all you can do is wonder how it got there. We got two stories like that for you here on EPP bonus episode number 284 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Did the violent murder of a young couple by their uncle still haunt an otherwise unassuming rental home? Then, was it really a little girl following a young woman around day and night, including her friends? Or was it something very, very dark? Some of the questions we ask today here on EPP bonus episode number 284 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. What goes on in a house, it really can make an impact, not only on those who are there to experience what happens as it happens, but sometimes if it's a traumatic experience, even a very positive one, if there's something with a high emotional impact, it seems to make a dent, it seems to make a difference in the aura, the feeling, the atmosphere. And one feels not only in just a house as a whole, but sometimes very specific rooms, very specific areas where those events may have taken place. Take, for example, our next story. Story of a young couple in their home, only to be brutally murdered by a family member. Many years go by. Some new people move in. They discover that while this murder took place far back in history, the remnants of it may still linger today. Take a listen. This is a story what my friends and family refer to as the murder house. It was the end of May 2017. I was 21 years old and moving out on my own for the first time. I moved into a little duplex in the trendy, artsy part of town. It was a fairly old house for the area, having been built in the early 1920s. A friend of mine was living there with his girlfriend before I moved in. And when they broke up, I took over part of the lease and took the other bedroom. She'd left some of her things in the room, including a full body mirror, the kind you'd hang on your bedroom door. It wasn't hung up. It was leaning against the wall. I left it there after coming by to see the room before I moved in. But when I made my first trip to bring things to the house, it had been knocked over and shattered. No one had been in the room, and it was leaning in such a way that someone would have to have physically moved it from the wall for it to have fallen like that. That should have been the first sign of what was to come, but I was none the wiser. A few months later, probably August, I was a couple months into the bachelor life, and I was thriving about as well as you could expect a 21-year-old with a dead-end job to. I'd installed a deadbolt at my bedroom door because there was a lot of break-ins in the area, and I kept it locked when I slept. One morning about 5 o'clock, I was awoken by something touching the side of my head. The head of my bed was up against a wall. I was propped up against that wall, and my head was slouched over to the right, but something kept pushing my head up straight. I slouched back over, and it was as if someone was putting their hand to my temple and pushing my head back up. I was still kind of half asleep, so I slithered down into my bed, laying on my right side. I felt my sheets slowly begin to slide off of me, so I pulled them back up. They began to slide off again, so I pulled them up again. This happened about 3 or 4 times before the sheets were yanked off me full force. I was only wearing boxers, so most of my skin was bare, and I felt very vulnerable and exposed. The room was cold, yet I was sweating bullets, could not move, could not speak. I was too terrified to even open my eyes. It was as if something was running circles around my bed and something else was punching me in the back. And then just as quickly as it had started, it stopped. The sun was up, my bedroom door was still locked. I thought that maybe it was a dream, but it was far too vivid to be a dream. It replayed in my head like a broken record. I had never experienced anything like that before, and I haven't since. Fast forward to September, Hurricane Harvey rolls through. I live in Memphis, so whenever hurricanes move up north from the Gulf Coast, they're just minor storms by the time we see them. However, this time, there was a leak in the roof that we didn't know about. And it rained just enough to cause the ceiling in the kitchen to cave in, leaving a 4-foot by 4-foot hole. A little frustrating, but nothing else was damaged. And we were renting, so it wasn't really our problem outside of cleanup. About a week later, I met a girl at a bar down the street. And as we talked about ourselves and whatnot, we realized that we're next door neighbors, which turned into talking about the houses and the neighborhood and such. I mentioned the hole in our ceiling that had yet to be fixed, and she said, with a humorous tone, maybe it's from one of those bodies, which I took as a joke and replied as such, only to learn that she was not joking at all. She told me a story of a drug deal gone bad in my house a little over a decade prior to me moving in. It led to someone being killed. I didn't know what to say. My friends and I finished our drinks and went home. I got home later that night and Googled my address. The first several results that came up were about a double murder that had taken place in the house, including mentions of a first 48 episode about the case. I scoured the internet reading every episode description and taking a list of everyone that mentioned Memphis. There were a lot. I watched them all until I found the right episode. Long story short, I came to learn that there was a young couple living in the other home in the duplex, while the husband's uncle lived in mine. The uncle murdered the both of them. He beat them to death in my bedroom and stuffed them in the wall of the other bedroom. He later died while fleeing the police. His father shot him in the head and then turned the gun on himself. I found the episode. It was not on streaming services at the time, so I had to hunt. I told my roommate. We sat in the living room and watched as the history of our home unfolded before our eyes. The couple's names were James and Stephanie. Not sure if the strange thing I experienced was one of them or the killer. It was his bedroom after all, and he died days after the murders. Other things did happen in the house, but nothing as major. Floors creaking, objects being moved, cabinet doors opening. Feelings of being watched, the works. I guess the only other thing that really stuck out was when I had watched my friend's cat. She'd stare at the wall and move her head like she was watching something, even though nothing was there. That's going to wrap up the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode from Real Ghost Stories Online. You want to hear the rest of it and find out about that violent murder in that house? And was it really a little girl following a young woman around, or was it something very, very dark? Then become an extra podcast person. We call them EPPs. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of the bonus material, commercial-free episodes, and so much more. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Help keep us on the air. We can't do this without you. Until next.